During this series on Highway 49, we've talked a lot about how Jonesboro and Brooklyn are being impacted by the growth of the highway. Today we talk about Perigold. Perigold has seen major growth over the past 10 years, and Highway 49 has played a part in that.
Well, when I came into office 15 years ago, it was a two-lane highway. And as a matter of fact, there wasn't a four-lane highway coming into Perigold anywhere. The only four-lane we had was what came right down the middle, which is 412. And so we had the opportunity to see that highway constructed, and then as it bypassed Brooklyn. And so that's been a major development as far as traffic, because Perigold and Jonesboro exchanges a lot of people in a day's time.
Mayor Mike Gaskell. Gaskell tells how the fast highway has benefited Perigold.
Well, I think it's benefited the citizens and the city both, because it provides access to a larger market, which is Jonesboro. It helps our industrial base, because it gives their, as they ship their products out, it gives them a little quicker route to the interstate without having to deal with two-lane traffic. And then for the people that we have in Perigold that work in Jonesboro, and vice versa, the people that work in Jonesboro that are living in Jonesboro that work in Perigold, it makes it easier to get back and forth. When I was a student at ASU, it was a 30-minute trip from Perigold to Jonesboro. Now it's about half of that, because the communities, ours has grown south and Jonesboro's has grown north, and with the four-lane highway, it's easier to travel there.
And Gaskell says as fast as Jonesboro and Perigold are growing, he says he's heard some people wonder if the city limits of both towns will eventually overlap.
Well, we have heard that a lot, and especially since you see the things that's going on in both communities. We've kind of pushed south when we built our new community center. We built that on the south end of town. And with what Jonesboro has been built on the north end, you can see the development that's going on there with the new hospital and the restaurants that's coming up around that area and around the Farville area just before you get to Jonesboro. It's getting pretty complicated. If you were new to the community and if you came from a big city, you'd probably traveling through town.
And Gaskell tells about the major development that's been taking place in Perigold on the highway.
Over the last 15 years, there's been a subdivision that was built, Carriage Hills, that was built in the south part of Perigold. We annexed that in. And there's over 500 homes in that subdivision alone now. And then you look at the community center and the restaurants and the things that have gone south of town and the development that's being put out that way, a lot of development. Back when I first came to mayor, everything was being developed on 412 towards the western end where the Walmart, but things are now being shuffled down towards the southern end. And just right outside the city limits, there's two car dealerships that call Perigold their home, and they're just, I mean, the county lines and one road, and they're the next road over. And so we've seen quite a bit of development out that way.
And as we told you yesterday, a 412 bypass is a couple of years away from being completed. Gaskell says that would help divert traffic away from the middle of town, where it gets congested due to the heavy load of traffic.
Well, that's exactly what it's going to do for Perigold, because to get to go east, if you want to go over and hit Interstate 55 going through Missouri or anywhere east and west, if you have to go through Perigold, you have to travel down 412, which is the middle of our town. It is a five-lane federal highway, but it just gets impacted with truck traffic. And so hopefully this bypass, this first part of it's going to be going east. And so the design for that was to relieve the in-town truck traffic and congestion traffic of people just trying to get through the community. And so it's been something that's been on the drawing board since the late 90s. And so we're finally seeing the work started on it, so we're excited about seeing that take place.
And Gaskell says the bypass will be a help to the city when it is constructed.
It will help out, because sometimes when you come through Perigold, you'll get in line with three, four, or half a dozen semis that are trying to get through town. And with the stoplights that we have and things like that, if you get two of them side by side, everybody gets backed up behind them. And so those people that will be going west, coming up from the south end, going east, they'll be able to take that bypass and avoid all of that city traffic and the traffic signals. And so that's going to help relieve some of the traffic problems that we'll have from that.
And Gaskell says Highway 49 South going to Jonesboro and 49 North leaving Perigold has traffic issues.
We're like any growing community at certain times of the day. With the construction of the new Greene County Tech High School there on 49, there had to be a traffic signal put in there to accommodate the additional traffic there. And we have a traffic signal going on at 49 North here soon because of some of the industry that we have out there. And so we are having to deal with some traffic issues. And there are times of the day, you know, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, 3, 4, 5 in the afternoon, that noon, that are particularly congested at times in different areas. But so far we've managed to kind of keep up with it without just backing them up all over town.
And as with any city that's seeing major growth, Gaskell says Perigold did extensive planning to prepare for the future.
We did a future land use plan several years ago, and in that land use plan, we put some connectors on the map to look at for future growth if we have to do some connections later on, which would be some side streets that would be outside of 49 or 412 that could be connected someday. And that's a project that, as the time comes, hopefully what we have laid out could be started then, but we haven't had to do that yet.
How much growth are y'all projecting?
Well, you know, in the last 2 decades, we've had about 18.5% growth both times. The first, from 1990 to 2000, it was about 3,500 people. This last time is about 4,500 people. So it's been about 8,000 people in the last 20 years. And so we don't see any reason why that growth should drop off any. As long as we can continue to create jobs and opportunities for people, then we think Perigold will continue to grow.
And Gaskell says industries on the highways have helped in the growth of Perigold.
We have had industry up here creating jobs, some of them that have been here since the mid-50s and have consistently been employing people and providing opportunities for people. And then over the last decade or so, we've opened up their educational opportunities. ASU has put... they have opened up a campus here. Black River Technical College has a campus here. Crowley Ridge College is located here. And we have an industrial training center that is partnered with Black River Technical College that provides technical or industrial training to the people who work in our industry for whatever they need to do. So I think I think when you look at those opportunities that have been created in the last 10 to 15 years, I think that's part of the reason that people are moving to this area.
And Gaskell expects more growth to take place in Perigold, especially as there's more development and growth on Highway 49. And tomorrow we'll wrap up our 3-week series on Highway 49. As we'll take a look to the future and what the area could look like in the years to come.